Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians. All while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And a very good morning to you. Lynette here with Dr. Jerry Mixon, Dr. Samira Umat, and our special guest doctor, Dr. Dan Nelson. Hi, Dr. Nelson.
Hello.
Welcome.
Good to see you.
And you, like me, had a nice surprise. The studio has increased in size by 600 times. Yeah.
600% increase in size.
Yeah. Yes, we are in a large studio, so you may hear that a little bit. We, of course, don't have our soundproofing up yet. And yeah, getting real and getting exciting with all the changes and things that you're doing, Dr. Mixon. Wow.
I am hoping, assuming that all the equipment gets here on time and is installed on time, etc., by the end of this month, the last weekend of this month, perhaps, this will be a video streamed show.
Yes.
Everybody
yes.
will both see and hear
yes.
us.
I love it.
So
very good. That means we're going to have to brush our hair. Well, Dr. Umat.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings, but that's okay.
I know.
Yeah, and I'm glad we're not videoing today. I went to, I was at Longevity, and one of the aestheticians there at the Bella Medica side mentioned, I think you've got some skin cancer over there on the side of your face. So immediately got into my favorite dermatologist, and he said, yeah. So he took... He kind of shaved that off. It was just the very beginnings, but I was so thankful. And then he zapped me. So I may look like I have the measles today. I've been zapped all over. Yeah, I would show you, but
okay.
Yeah. So I'm glad we're not, all that to say, I'm glad we're not live streaming
just
today.
Just kind of reminds me, though, you know, I have this kind of strange brain, I know, but it reminds me of the old Disney Uncle Remus, you know, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay, my, what a wonderful
thing.
So, but you've been zippitied.
I had been zippitied. And you know, they had to take Uncle Remus and gang out of Disney.
For, I know, it's because all gone now. It's all gone. It's,
yeah, so we're going to sing that song because we can. Well, all four of us in the studio today, welcome. First day of June.
It is indeed.
Oh, it is.
Yes,
indeed.
June
yeah.
1st. Yes. And the countdown to summer, 3 weeks away.
Yep.
Yeah. So there you go. We are now into summer. And
well, not quite. 3 weeks
not
hence.
Quite. Yeah. Yeah.
We're in late spring.
Late spring,
well,
3 weeks
what
to
spring?
Summer. Yeah. Well, I think it was here.
Wednesday.
Yeah, it was
spring
here.
Is supposed to arrive on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So. And like we always say, don't blink, you'll miss it.
Yeah, you might miss it. And there were thoughts on possibly seeing the Aurora Borealis last night. There was just, not like it was May 10th when we were all very excited and got to see and got up in the middle of the night and did all that. I got up in the middle of the night to see too many clouds, so I was
bummed. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Heavily
cloudy. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Did you see it, either
no.
of you? Did
no,
you see
no,
it?
No, I was in bed by 10 o'clock.
I didn't know about last night, but May 10th.
It was, and it was only...
We were driving around everywhere looking for it, and then we came home and realized it was in our backyard, too.
Yes. Just crazy. So, wow. Well, it's been 2 weeks since we've been live in the studio together. Of course, last week recorded for Memorial Day weekend with lots of good new information and favorite calls. So we are back in live today. Let me go ahead and give you that phone number to call in. It's 1-800 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770 with your calls and your questions for Dr. Umat, Dr. Mixon, and our pain specialist, Dr. Dan Nelson. He's the guy that when you say, oh, my hip is killing me, do I need surgery or whatever, or can we talk about stem cell, all those things, right?
That's all of them.
You're right, the guy.
And today, I've already been talking to him about a little pain in the butt.
Yeah, what was that thing you mentioned? It was your pain in your butt, but it was...
Okay, I won't say anything.
It had a cool doctor name.
The piriformis syndrome.
Piriformis, okay.
Yes.
I'm going to use that in a sentence.
Although I will comment, I think piriformis syndrome is way overdiagnosed. And, you know, my physical therapist told me I had piriformis syndrome, and... Do the workup and
it's just a sciatic nerve impingement from a little higher is usually what it turns out to be.
Usually the case, but once in a while.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, we talk about Dr. Mixon's piriformis, which you know I'm going to look up as soon as Dr. Mixon starts talking.
It is a long muscle that runs from just above the ischium, the tailbone, and runs all the way laterally across to the greater tuberosity of the femur. And it's the muscle that pulls your leg out laterally.
Ah, okay.
All right.
So when we do those fire hydrants.
So it runs right across your butt.
Okay.
And that's why when you've got irritation or damage to the piriformis muscle or the sciatic nerve that runs right under it, you get pain in your butt.
Okay. So there really is a pain in the butt.
There really is a pain in the ass.
And we can talk about that.
But Dr. Nelson, isn't it possible that the piriformis is involved in a lot of, low back, buttock pain areas? And that's why they kind of call it piriformis syndrome, or it may not be the origin of or the site of or what caused it originally, but because of the ongoing irritation and inflammation, it may get involved a lot of times. And so it's not maybe incorrect that it is, but it may not be is that possible?
It's possible. I think you could have a pseudo piriformis syndrome many cases. And, it's kind of like we see cases where I tell people, look, it's kind of like a garden hose. You have the water turned on and you crimp it here, and the water slows down a little bit. You crimp it another place, it slows down more. So you could have, downstream effects that, add them up and they contribute to a bigger problem.
Right.
And that can all be sorted out, and we can do things called an EMG where we can do the nerve testing, and that can help us out whether it's more of a central problem from the spine itself, or is it more of a downstream problem where some sort of compression downstream that's affecting the nerve. So I usually don't have to get an EMG because we can figure that out because it's a... Have you ever done that? You used to probably did them in training.
I did.
Uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
And I was wondering, EMC?
EMG.
EMG.
Electromyography is basically a technique where you irritate a muscle with a needle and look at its activities. You look at it at rest, and then you look at what happens to it when you make the muscle contract. And there are normal parameters, and if it moves out of the normal parameters, then you can say that this muscle is really hyper-irritated or not working at all. Sometimes it's just not working. And so you identify the site of the lesion based on these needle tests. But these needle tests are painful because you have a needle in the muscle, and then you're told to contract that muscle to see the activity, which can be very painful. But yes, it's a common tool used by physiatrists, physical medicine and rehab specialists, pain specialists, orthopedic surgeons. Don't do it.
Whenever I refer somebody for an EMG study, it's always with an apology to the patient.
Yeah.
This is going to be a little bit uncomfortable. It's not going to feel good. We need that information.
Right.
Don't
and then we do the nerve conduction studies with it, where we look at the velocity with which the impulses travel through the nerve. So the both of them can sometimes go together, nerve conduction studies as well as
EMG, NCV is the abbreviation for nerve conduction velocity.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Wow. We've already covered
a lot.
Dr.
Mixon had a question. You had a question?
Oh, yes. No, not really. I was just thinking, whenever a doctor says a bit uncomfortable.
Uh-oh. Yeah, right.
Grit your teeth. Find a piece of leather to bite on. Soundproof the room because it's going to hurt like hell.
You're going to feel a little discomfort, Mrs. Smith, during this procedure.
No.
Because we cauterize your face.
There's something about physicians that we don't like to tell people, it's going to hurt.
Yes.
Because we don't really want to hurt people.
No.
So I sometimes wonder if that's for us or for them that we minimize the pain we're going to feel.
Yes. You know? Yes and yes.
Wow. Yeah. Right, I know.
Well, Dr. Mixon, did you feel any pain this week?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Get me started.
I won't get you started, but maybe there's
Oh, boy. I find for the first time in my life, I am ashamed to be an American.
Mm.
We crossed the Rubicon this week. We've been headed and threatening to do it, but we crossed it this week. Anybody know what crossing the Rubicon is? Yes.
Yes.
That's when, in Roman days, if you had a Roman army and you were up north and you crossed the Rubicon, you weren't supposed to do that. Yeah. That was essentially a declaration of war. Do I have that right?
Close. Yeah, it was Gaius Julius Caesar in 49 B.C., I took a history of the Roman Republic when I was in college 60 years ago.
I was like, he better not have pulled that out of his big brain.
but yes, Gaius Julius Caesar led a single legion of the Roman troops from Gaul across the Rubicon into Italy and precipitated the civil war that resulted in him becoming the dictator. And that's what scares me about this week.
Mm-hmm.
In America, we have had a long tradition, 240-some years, in which we have never tried or imprisoned a political opponent. Never. Even when we had good cause. You remember when Mr. Trump was running for office and the crowds at the thing were shouting about Hillary Clinton, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. It became almost a joke. But he had good legal reason that he could have because, after all, she had run a illegal private server that she ran State Department business on.
Yeah, this was country related.
Yes, this was national security. And, in fact, when the inspector general investigated, he found that a foreign country, though he specified not Russia. Now, he never told us which country.
Uh-uh.
But some foreign country had put malware on her computer that was forwarding real time. Everything that she sent to and from the State Department was going to another country, to their security. Now, if she knew about it, that was espionage. She was a spy. If she didn't know about it, she was still criminally liable for the carelessness and failing to secure. Did he lock her up?
Nope.
No, he did not. He didn't because that's not what we do in America. Yes, he could have had her tried. He could have put her in prison. He had the proof. But he did not because we don't do that in this country. That's for third world hell holes, not for the United States. Mm. And what I'm afraid of is that this made-up attack, this made-up verdict through a truly an outrageously biased trial. I hope not literally crossed the Rubicon and triggered a civil war in America. Because that's what the original crossing the Rubicon was. It triggered the civil war that resulted in a dictatorship in Rome, because before that they had a republic, as we have had a republic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when Benjamin Franklin was asked, what did you come up with for the Constitution? He said, a republic if you can keep it.
Wow.
And this week we may have lost our republic. That scares the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm. That is very scary. All right.
Wow.
There we go. We're not smiling right now. This is Leading Edge Medicine. Dr. Jerry Mixon in the studio, Dr. Samira Umat, and Dr. Dan Nelson here. And we are ready to take your calls. Are you ready for some phone calls?
Nope. I'm going to expand on that just a little bit when we get back.
Yes, you will. So stay right there. And if you have a question for the doctors, here is the number. We've already got people on the line waiting. 1-800-465-8770. We can get you in the queue as well. We'll be right back.
Race is on, and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, and I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. Two love scratch for another save. Race is on, and it looks like heartache, and the winner loses all.
Oh, you like this one, Dr. Mixon. We're back with Leading Edge Medicine. We're going to take your calls in just a moment. You had another point you wanted to make, Dr. Mixon.
Well, it's actually my task for this week.
Okay.
Because I've spent the last couple of days ruminating about what needs to be done. Because there are actually people now in the halls of Congress, congressmen, saying that if they get power next time, that they need to now arrest and imprison the entire Biden family.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, that just pushes that stone faster and faster. And we do degenerate into a third world country. We don't need that in America. And yet that is the principle that has now been put in play. You know, so how do we stop it? And, you know, I'm nobody special. I have this little radio audience here. It's a niche audience, 12, 13,000 people in Seattle. You know, there are people that have 20 million people to listen to them. Mr. Beast, you know, the internet guy, 250 million followers.
What? Well, we should change your name to Dr. Beast. Yeah. Maybe that would do it, huh?
So, you know, you compare my 12,000 to their 250 million. Yeah, I'm a nobody.
For now.
Yeah.
But I know a few. Yeah, but there's some people I want to talk to because I need to get a message to Trump and Trump's advisors. Because the thing that helped him to win the election in 16 was he gave us a list of 11 Supreme Court justices that he would appoint if openings occurred. And he kept his word and he gave us that. And the selection of constitutionalists is what swayed many of the doubters, even on the right, who just didn't like him as a person. Hell, I never really liked him as a person.
Yeah.
You know, you don't elect a guy to have a beer with.
No.
I take Dan out if I want a beer.
Yeah.
But I don't take you because I don't know if your husband's jealous or not. So. But I know a few people who may well have access to the Trump administration. You know, I know Sebastian Gorka, and Sebastian and I have spent some time visiting. I know Larry Elder. I know Hugh Hewitt. You know, some people that have closer access there. And what I want to get across to them is that what Mr. Trump needs to promise the country is that he will put a stop to this, that yes, it's been done to him, but that he is not going to do it to anyone else. We are... That yes, what they've done needs to be exposed, but the punishment needs to be public opinion. You need to let people know what's been done dirty behind the scenes, but you don't put your opponents in prison.
No.
And that if he is elected, he will promise us that he will not take that sort of retribution, that he will stop this degeneration of America into the third world hellhole. And I think that will sway many of the independents in the middle. The hard left Democrats are not going to vote for Trump no matter what.
No matter what, yeah.
The hard right Trumpists will vote for Trump no matter what. Okay. But it's that one third of America in the middle that decides who's going to be president. And if he wants to be president, he needs to draw a distinction between what the Biden administration is doing to him and what he didn't do to the Clintons.
Right.
and say,
I didn't do this.
Even though she was clearly guilty, I forbear because that's not what we do. And when I'm elected president, I won't do it to the Bidens or anyone who tried to do it to me. I think that needs to be the message he gives to America. But like most, like everybody sitting at this table, I can't take it to him, sit down and say, Donald, damn it, boy, here's what you need to do. But, this week I will be making phone calls and discussions with everybody in any bit of influence that might be able to get to his handlers and hopefully try to get that point across, that the way to go forward is forbearance and to demonstrate how he is different from his opponents.
Very good.
Well spoken.
Well spoken. Can we can we applaud that? Is that all right?
Like
can we?
That.
Yeah, I think
I
we can
like
do that.
Yes.
And we're in a bigger studio, so it sounds bigger. Dr. Mixon, thank you for that.
Yes.
I mean, you're saying what a lot of us are thinking. We're scared. We're wondering.
In essence, you're saying take the high road.
Yes.
Take the high road.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't need to take the low road. That's
well,
been done.
America for 250 years has taken the high road.
Yeah.
You know, we have never been a perfect country. It's a country made up of human beings, and we are all flawed, doomed by our mortality to screw up.
Yes.
But we have been the only country on earth that has conquered enemy after enemy and never taken their territory. Never have we, we did not go in. What we did when we conquered Japan, we rewrote their constitution and helped them make them pacifists so they stopped attacking their neighbors. Mm-hmm. When we conquered Germany, we didn't, go in and turn Germany into slaves or make it our 50th state. No. But we did rewrite the constitution and we made Germany a bunch of pacifists. And ever since we beat Germany, Germany stopped attacking its neighbors as it had done repeatedly through history.
Yes.
Okay. The Pax Americana, the American peace, has been the greatest force for peace and prosperity the world has ever known. And I don't want us to lose
that. Don't want to lose that. No.
And I'm afraid we're on the edge right this week.
All right. Phone lines are open. 1-800-465-8770. Are we ready to talk medical stuff on Leading Edge Medicine?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay, here we go. We're headed to Tacoma. And Casey, thank you so much for waiting. You are caller number one. Hi there. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Casey.
Well, good morning.
Sorry you had to put up with my rant, but I'm really pissed off today.
Well, it makes me wonder, do I want to go over and build a bug-out shelter in Eastern Washington?
Actually, there's a lot of people doing that.
But, there you go.
Yeah.
And Idaho.
Well, yeah. Well, I am calling on behalf of a friend. We had a couple visiting from Europe for a few days, and they've departed on Thursday. But this lady, she has a blood condition that's very rare, and so I'm wondering if some type of approach like Longevity uses could be helpful for her. And she said it's abbreviated HHT, something HHT. Hereditary hemorrhagic telangiectasis or something like that. Or
telangiectasia.
Also known as Osler-Weber or something, Rendu syndrome. And she's 67 years old.
Yeah. I don't know. For me to know something, I have to have seen significant number of peer-reviewed papers on something. We need objective evidence. To my knowledge, I don't know that we have ever treated a patient with that condition. I certainly, and if we did, it would be an N of one from which I could not draw decent conclusions. there are some blood dyscrasias that we have helped actually, which are really kind of fascinating. But that particular genetic defect, I have no idea.
Yeah.
For instance, but let me give you just an example just for fun. Most people don't realize that Testosterone is a well-documented stem cell rejuvenator in bone marrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And since both our men and our women go on testosterone routinely, they tend to do extremely well. For instance, when Dan needs to take stem cells out of their bone marrow, they tend to have very good active stem cells and get good results from his procedures.
Absolutely.
We know for sure, we've got great papers to show that testosterone in men and women regenerates stem cell function in the bone marrow. Now, we don't know necessarily about everywhere else, but we do know that, for instance, it improves the endothelium, the blood flow through every artery and small arterial in your body. We know that it lowers your risk of heart attacks. We know it lowers your risk of strokes. We know that it actually causes ligaments and muscle and so on to grow and heal and repair faster and more thoroughly. So I suspect that in addition to its impact on stem cells in our bone marrow, it's probably also got effect wide-ranging stem cell function everywhere. In fact, Dr. Fay did a study here a couple of years ago with the group at Stanford showing that adding testosterone and growth hormone to elderly people actually regenerates their thymus and reconstitutes their immune system. So, you know, could the things we do possibly be of some benefit? Yeah, I guess perhaps, maybe. But can I give you a yes? No. All right.
Yeah, she said that, with this, that certain foods or conditions will suddenly bring on a real bleeding session, and she's had to go into the hospital a number of times to get this under control. So one of the other things that I had mentioned to her is, like you said, with testosterone, that it helps to rebuild the tissue, and that she said that her doctors had done some kind of calculation, and the amount of distance between certain tissue parts was something like 0.8 millimeters in some instances where normal is like 0.2 or whatever. And so she has to always be very careful so she doesn't set off an attack of bleeding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, this is a condition I've never treated.
Right.
I've never had occasion to research it. I am extremely doubtful that what we do would be of benefit to the lady, at least not for that particular condition. Mm. So
okay.
It is a rare blood disorder, huh? Yeah.
All right. Yep. Sorry. All sorry right, to, well. To give you a negative result, but that happens to be the truth.
There you go. So.
Okay. Well, thank you for your input.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that, Casey. All right. We've got some more callers on the line we're going to get to after we take this break. And if you have a question for Dr. Jerry Mixon, Dr. Samira Umat, or with our guest doctor today, Dr. Dan Nelson, who focuses on your pain in your shoulder, in your bones, in your joints, in your knees, all those things that we tend to notice as we age. Dr. Dan Nelson is here from Pro Ortho. This is your day to call in and talk to him. So John, Diane will be back with you. And if you have a question for the doctors, here is that number to get through. It's 800-465-8770. We'll be right back. Apparently, when Dolly Parton was asked to play this role in this movie many years ago, she sat down on it with a napkin and wrote out the lyrics to this song.
Nine to five?
Yeah, and said, "What do you think? Do you think that I think this would be a fun one for this movie?" And the rest is history. Oh, we're back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Lynette here with Dr. Jerry Mixon.
Of course, that's not the movie that I remember Dolly Parton from. My favorite movie with Dolly Parton
was with Burt Reynolds, wasn't it?
Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
How did we know that?
Why is that now, for those of us who don't know?
Oh, and look at the phone lines blinking.
Okay.
Why don't we take a call?
All right. Okay.
All right. We're headed over to Federal Way. John is there. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, John.
With you guys. I actually am sober down here in Arizona until it gets up to a little over 100, and then I'm heading back to Federal Way.
Wow.
Yeah, we call that snowbirding.
Yes, there you go. And that may happen in the next couple of days. So how can we help you, John?
About a month ago, I called you, and I had blood in my workouts, or urine, after working out about 6 hours. And I was going for max possible weight that I could do. So that happened like two times successively, about 6 hours after the workout. So then I backed off of my weights. I haven't had that problem since. However, I did what you recommended, the CAT scans and the blood work. That confirmed the kidneys were okay. Then I had a scope of the bladder, and I looked at that. It looked beautiful, except the prostate is not perpendicular to the urethra. It's kind of turned about maybe 30 degrees.
Hmm.
The urologist said that he thinks it was a ruptured blood vessel in the prostate. And everything looked great. So we went on to doing an MRI to take a little closer look. Everything looked good for kidneys and prostate, bladder.
Good.
However, that confirmed that problem pretty much to the ruptured blood vessel.
Sure.
However, now the MRI showed a cyst on my pancreas and an enlarged bile duct. I don't have a gallbladder, so it couldn't be that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also showed nodules in my lungs. So I think the idea was for the GI doctor who was monitoring the cysts on the pancreas and the bile ducts. But she didn't know about the nodules I had in my lungs. There's one that's 15.5 millimeters, another one is smaller, they said. So then the question becomes what to do. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay. Well, in the bad old days, they'd have gone in and done a biopsy.
Well, it depends on what
probably
the nodules
are coming
from, right?
But these days, when I say the bad old days, I'm thinking 1950s. We only had X-ray and, you know, we did not have the more precise imaging.
Yeah.
Nowadays, most people will simply do follow-up MRIs, and they may do them every 3 to 6 months at first just to make sure that this is not changing. You know, for somebody who travels to the Southland like you, one of the most common issues are basically little fungals.
Fungi.
Mm-hmm. When it's dry and dusty and the wind blows down there, it stirs up a series of funguses that you inhale, and your body walls them off.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get these little nodules. They're not cancerous, they're not dangerous, they don't spread, but it's basically where there was a fungus that got down in your lung, tried to grow, your body walls it off with scar tissue, and we see these nodules.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that's what it is, they won't grow, they won't get any bigger. So by doing a series of MRIs and just watching it, we can tell, are they changing or not? If they're enlarging, now we get scared. Okay, now they may need to go take a piece. But if long as it's stable, they'll probably just relax.
Mm-hmm.
Answer your question?
That's good news. So just do a MRI in 6 months. And regarding your dissertation on what Trump ought to do, I think there are many of us that agree 100% with every word you said.
Well, I hope so. I hate to think that I'm that out of touch with the common American man. You know, we do not want political warfare. We do not want internecine violence in our country. And so we need to avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
You'll agree on that,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah. And generally, I have been very skeptical of the biblical turn the other cheek. Someone slaps me, I'm more likely to break his nose. But in this case, it is not a matter of individual fisticuffs. It is a matter of national survival.
Yeah, it's affecting more than one person here.
That's right. And so, you know, I'd say, yeah, we have to take the high road, and we have to get that across. And Trump tends to be thin-skinned and a bit bellicose. You know, he doesn't like to be criticized, and I can guarantee you he doesn't like being, you know, railroaded into non-crimes with a 130-year potential prison sentence. Mm. Talk about getting pissy. I suspect he really is right now, and I can't blame him for it. But he needs to overcome it. That's
absolutely right, and couldn't agree with you more, and I want to thank you very much for taking my call today, and I always look forward to hearing you and your crew. They're really great.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for the call, John.
Take care, John.
All right.
Leading John.
Oh, yep, John.
He's already gone, but okay. John,
yes.
I know you're still. Okay. Yeah, you mentioned a endocrinologist down there a while back from which you get the recombinant growth hormone?
Yes, I do.
Yes. And can you email me the name of that guy? I'm trying to put together a network of doctors around the country that
yes,
can help people with issues.
I can also email you the source that supplies me.
Okay,
and
sure.
It runs somewhere around $2,500 every 6 months.
Okay, well, and that's... Yeah, and that's only a couple hundred dollars a month, which is for growth hormone a very, very reasonable price.
Yeah.
Although I do have email from a compounding pharmacy who tells me, though I've never used them, that they can do it for about $150 a month.
Wow.
So you send me your email and I'll send you mine, okay?
All right. Sounds great, sir. Thank you very much for listening
okay.
to me.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks again, John. Bye. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. I'm Lynette. We also have our special guest doctor, and I think we have a question for you, Dr. Dan Nelson,
right,
with our next caller, Diane, calling in from Renton. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. I am 75 years old, and 2 months ago, I had a total knee replacement. And prior to that, I tried calling Dr. Nelson's office to get to see where which is closest office to Renton. I don't know if there's one. And they mentioned Valley Medical Center because they have a Proliance there, but they said that they weren't connected with Dr. Nelson. Now, my left knee has arthritis, and I want to know if that is something the stem cell will help that because it's more painful now than the right knee. And if I could be a client for that.
Well, so is it which knee had the knee replacement?
The right knee.
And that's the more painful knee right now?
No, now it's, you know, I'm just getting over the, because it's 2 months ago and there's still some pain in there, but the left knee now has the arthritis, and that one is, I think, a little more painful than the one that I had the surgery.
Right. So the left knee is now the worst knee. That is not the knee that has the knee replacement. So, unfortunately, it's probably the, you know, part of the same body, and what was happening on the right knee is probably going on in the left knee.
Well, the right knee pain probably was so much that it was masking anything that was happening on the left. Now that they fixed the right,
she has changed her gait. Okay, she's not walking with the same gait she walked before,
now
stressing the left knee.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah. So I guess, what's the question now?
Well, stem cells.
Where is your closest office to Renton?
It would be our Kirkland office, which is, you know, a little bit of a journey, but that's, we don't, We don't have a presence in Renton, unfortunately.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But would stem cell therapy help with the arthritis?
Absolutely. In my opinion, stem cells the only thing that we have that treats arthritis holistically. All the other things we do are kind of nibble around the edges. But stem cell injection therapy, in my opinion, not just my opinion, but people that are in this arena, I think would agree with that statement. So, yes, you should absolutely come and have us take a look.
How long would it take for it to affect it?
How long does it stem therapy
take to affect arthritis?
Yeah, affect the arthritis or get rid of it.
Yeah, you're getting some prompts in the background.
Yeah, we hear you've got a helper today.
We like
totally
it.
Fine.
We like
that's
it.
Totally fine.
That's
my,
okay.
My wife does that to me all the time. So the question is, if it works, I mean, the stem cell works, how long does it last? And that's a great question, and not a question I can answer with any 100% certainty. We have patients who literally are going on 10 years after a stem cell treatment for joint. Others may, you know, we might have to tweak something after 3 or 4 years. So we might do a PRP booster. I mean, there's all kinds of options. It's just depending. You know, no two patients are exactly alike. I think my other colleagues would agree.
And also, how long does it take before she'll notice an improvement?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
that's the other question.
Therapy.
Yeah.
So was it a one-shot stem cell, or will she be doing a couple of those?
Right. So our protocol, which has been, I've been doing for a while now, but almost since I've been doing it, is we do stem cell PRP combination on the first visit. And typically, we do bone marrow-derived stem cells, your bone marrow. Sometimes we'll do adipose, though, micronized adipose, just kind of depending. But our default mode is bone marrow from your body in combination with PRP, platelet-rich plasma. I tell patients the stem cells are kind of like the seeds, the PRP is kind of like the fertilizer. I mean, it's kind of a loose analogy, but it really works. And then you come back 6 weeks later for what we call PRP booster, which is a fairly quick appointment because it's just a blood draw, and then we're taking that PRP and putting it in the same joint that we were working on 6 weeks earlier. So that's kind of how it works. So, and then when do we see the results? Is that what the question was? Or
I think she gets back.
I would say a third of the patients, when they come back for their booster, are already noticing substantial improvement.
So definitely a few weeks.
Okay. But the first big milestone is the 3 month mark. I tell patients, you know, the 3 months is kind of the first milestone where we kind of say, okay, how are things going? My experience would say that majority of patients that are going to do well, we're seeing pretty substantial improvement at 3 months.
Okay. Yeah. So 3 months is the benchmark.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks a lot. That's very helpful.
So, Dr. Nelson, if at 3 months there isn't much improvement, and what would you do? Give them another PRP and then hope that that'll tweak it so that they will get some...
Yeah, that's definitely on the table. Uh-huh. We did have one patient comes to mind who... we did BMAC, bone marrow aspirate concentrate stem cells, for his knee.
Uh-huh.
Kind of didn't really do great.
Uh-huh.
And then 2 years later, crossed over to adipose, micronized adipose, which is the other source of stem cells. And he did great. So that was one case, you know, N of one, where the patient did well on
different source.
Adipose. So, you know, for what that's worth. So.
Okay.
All right, Diane, you should take that first step, though, and make an appointment to come in for a consultation with Dr. Dan Nelson. Yeah, I'm going to give you that phone number.
This has been very helpful.
You bet. When we come back from the break, I'll give that phone number for you for Dr. Dan Nelson at Pro Ortho. So grab a pen. We'll get you set up right after this break. All right?
Actually, we do have his number because we did call it before. So I do have to do that.
All right.
Well, thanks a lot. This has been very helpful information.
Thank you, Diane.
Thanks, Diane.
Well, then I'll go ahead and give it now. Pro Ortho for Dr. Dan Nelson and his team, 425-823-4000 is the phone number, or go online to get more details at danielnelsonmd.com. We'll be right back. take care of business in just a moment. But Dr. Dan Nelson here with Pro Ortho, our special guest speaker. If you have something, pain, joints, stem cells, maybe you've got that hip replacement coming up or the knee replacement, you're wondering, is there another alternative? Today is the day to call in and talk to Dr. Dan Nelson. Now, you were talking about adipose. What is that for listeners?
I will definitely willingly donate to anybody who wants adipose.
You want to be an adipose donor?
I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what that
somehow
is.
Somehow nobody ever takes me up on it.
Yeah. Adipose is fat.
Oh, I'll donate too. I'll do what she does.
Although, you know, my ex from many years ago, because I was married early, you know, married at 20, divorced at 40. But she had an interesting concept about fat.
Okay.
She said that fat follows Einstein's conservation of mass and energy.
Okay.
She said fat is never really destroyed. When one person loses a pound of fat, it simply floats out into the atmosphere and gloms onto the next person who's available.
Well, that sounds very scientific and very factual.
Oh, dear.
She wasn't a doctor, was she, Dr. Mixon?
No, she wasn't.
Okay, so
but
so
I'm just wondering, Dan, when you take fat out of a belly or a thigh or a buttock.
Well, we typically take, so we have a special system from Germany called the Microjet, Body Jet, excuse me. Now, I've been doing adipose in the past, but I didn't like the system. I won't name the system, but it was cumbersome, and you had to add stuff, and it's this one from Germany is the Body Jet, it's called. It's kind of like a mini liposuction, all how should I say, self-contained, nothing's open to the atmosphere, so it's a very slick system. So
stay sterile is the point.
Staying sterile, nothing's exposed, so, and it's very simple compared to the system we were using before. So I'm a big fan, and I like having tools in the toolbox, as I've said many times on this show.
Yeah.
So the adipose is a great thing. And we've actually done some combos of bone marrow and adipose in certain situations. So, again, it depends on the patient, you know, kind of what they got going on, you know. So we try to tailor the therapy to the patient. It's not like a magic wand that we, you know, touch you and your arthritis goes away. Really have to look into everything, you know, the examination, imaging, x-rays, MRI, all that stuff, and then come up with a good plan.
Very good. And Dr. Nelson, what else is going on? It's been a while since we've had you in, about a month or so. What else is new in your...
I'm glad you asked that. It's not so much new, but now coming with the numbers now, we started treating back pain with stem cell probably, you know, 5-6 years ago, just kind of crept into that just because of the need. I mean, back pain is one of the number one reasons people go see the doctor.
Yes, that's right.
So we now have a fairly compelling series of patients that we've treated for back pain and neck pain. I could go into detail about what the targets are. You know, back pain, when you say back pain, it's kind of a catch-all term. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to know where your targets are. Where is that pain coming from? We have to do some preliminary imaging, of course, and then we might do some test injections. We're looking for the pain generators, right? Because that's where you want them. But now I can say with confidence that we are having remarkable results overall. You know, we always have those patients. It's not a guarantee, as we're... Do you know of any guarantees in life, Dr. Mixon?
Death.
Taxes.
Taxes.
You said that.
Birth, death, taxes.
Taxes, well, birth is not a guarantee.
That's true. Death and taxes are, though.
Yeah, but once you've been born, that's a given.
That's a given, yeah.
But it's just been exciting to be involved in this area where, you know, we're doing something that I think is on the frontier, which means we know a lot more than we did a few years ago, but we have a lot more to learn.
Right.
So it's an exciting area. I told a patient, I think this week, you know, the day I stop learning is the day I should retire from medicine.
Yes, yes.
There you go.
Indeed.
Got to keep learning.
That's I think back pain, spine pain is kind of forefront in my mind right now. That's an effort that we're kind of putting more research into. We track all of our patients through a company called Data Biologics, so we're building up that database and just trying to see what works for our patients. Our patients, most of them are willing to participate in that data gathering. It's a fairly minimally invasive gathering of data from the patients, and most patients are up for the task. Say, yeah, I want to contribute if it helps for the better, for a better cause or the greater good. Yes, they will participate.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Dan Nelson here for the show, and he is here with us today. You can reach him by going online to danielnelsonmd.com to get more information about Dr. Dan Nelson and his team at Pro Ortho. They have a question for him. Today is the day to call, 1-800-465-8770. All right, we have Tom on the line, and if you're going to call now, because we've got time and room in our phone queue to get you in. Tom is calling in now from Burien. Welcome, Tom. Good morning.
Hello, Tom.
Yeah, hello. I'm in Burien. You said, okay, Burien.
Yes, Tom.
Yeah, how can we help, Tom?
Question?
Yeah.
What are you after?
A few weeks ago, you were talking about fluidity of you know, like this thing now that if we don't have pregnant women, we have to say pregnant person and...
the gender fluidity.
And you seem to think, if I understood you correctly, that this is more of a neurosis than a genuine condition. Is that correct?
Well, psychiatric illnesses are genuine. You don't divide that. There has been for at least 100 years. We know that this is called a displacement phenomena. There are people that are unhappy with who and what they are. You know, most of us pretty much like who and what we are, but also most of us at some point in our life wish we were better at this or different in some way. Short people want to be taller. Tall people get tired of bumping their head.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's just, so nobody, I don't know of anybody who thinks they are perfect and wants to always be exactly what they are. Mm-hmm. You know, I wish I were smarter. I wish I were less impulsive. I mean, you know, there are things about me that I wish were a little bit different. But some folks carry that to extreme. They are miserable being who and what they are. And they are so miserable that they have to create an alternate version of themselves. And there are a lot of manifestations of this. There are people, for instance, who come to believe that they are the reincarnation of Jesus Christ, or they are Genghis Khan, or they are Abraham Lincoln, you know? And we pretty much recognize that these are people with emotional problems. You know, we say, no, Genghis died 1,000 years ago, and Abraham Lincoln died in, 1865, and you are not Abe. But then there are people who are unhappy with who and what they are regarding their maleness or their femaleness. Okay. And sometimes the same displacement phenomena results in multiple personality disorders, in which people become convinced that there are 3 or 4 different people inhabiting their body. And one of them may be a man and one may be a woman. And one of them might be a sweetheart and a kind of noble. And the other one may be a serial killer, and so people are able to convince themselves of these sorts of things. We now have one where, and again, this is not new, there are people who are men who are very unhappy being men and wish they were women and convince themselves they're a woman. And there are women who are unhappy being what they are, and they convince themselves they're really and truly a man. And Christine Keeler was the first one way back when. This phenomenon is not new. What's new is we have normalized it. We have, as a society, said, well, if you think you're a woman, you are. If you think you're a man, you are. Well, I have some serious concerns about that.
Is that a neurosis, do you think, or what?
Well, there's a strange dividing line between a neurosis and a psychosis. Okay. Most of us have some degree of neurosis, then, which we are a little odd. Others are flat out crazy. They're psychotic. Mm. Okay. And where does this exactly fall? Well, that's an issue. It depends on the person.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back in just a minute.
Very good.
We have to quit because I hear the music.
That's right. Leading Edge Medicine will continue in just a moment. Here is that phone number for you to call in with your questions for the doctors. We have a full house today at 1-800-465-8770, and we'll be right back. Stay there.